36.1. Read, listen, and watch.
Read the following exercise and try to associate the ideas in English without literal translation. Jocks. Sometimes, things are not as simple and clean-cut in the sports world as they seem to be. As far as baseball goes, the 1919 Chicago White Sox were without a doubt the greatest team in Major League Baseball history. They were a pumped-up team that dominated their opponents in the regular season and were the clear favorites to sweep the Cincinnati Reds in the World Series that year. That is, until 8 members of that team decided to accept money from gamblers to lose the series on purpose because they didn't care for the owner of the team. Charlie Comiskey, the team owner and a former player himself, was famous for mistreating players, even going to the extent of benching some of his players so that they would not reach the statistical goals set on their contracts that would allow them to collect on bonuses. Due to Mr. Comiskey's actions, the 8 players agreed to throw the series, but the team's best player, Shoeless Joe Jackson, had a change of heart. He decided that he respected the game too much to do such a thing. So he played his heart out and pit for hot average in the series. He even got one of the other players, Buck Weaver, the third baseman, to play to win as well after giving him a pep talk. In the long run, the two of them were not enough to compensate for the other 6 players that were playing to lose, and the Black Sox, as they were later called after the scandal became public, lost the series in 7 games. All 8 players were prohibited from playing professional baseball ever again, and Shoeless Joe and Buck were never able to prove in a court of law that they played to win. To this date, their families are still trying to clear their names in the eyes of the general public and get them into the Baseball Hall of Fame.